Stage Door.
Yeah, and we've got a full cast today on Stage Door, and we're going to be talking about a topic that I'm sure is going to get people calling in and texting in on 4001.
Yeah, we're talking independent theatre today. As usual, we welcome your comments, your opinions and your calls. Get in touch with the show various different ways this afternoon, actually. Use the free AON app or give us a call if you like, 04-423-1010. Who's on the panel today, Mark?
We have Vishali Balgu, who's the operations manager at The Junction. Hi.
Hi.
Nice first appearance on the Stage Door. Really glad to see you. Liz Hadaway is joining us from Short and Sweet Dubai.
Hello.
Hello. We've also got Jonathan Siklos, our regular from the Dubai Drama Group.
Back Good again. Afternoon to you all.
Yeah. And Philip Haza from Camel Stub, which is an absolutely amazing website where you can check out all the news and reviews on theatre.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
So today we are tackling the topic of getting the next generation interested in theatre. It's a bit of a big topic, but Jonathan, first of all, why is it important to do this?
Lots of reasons, really. I mean, it teaches you a number of different skills. One of them that we were talking about before we came on air is empathy. I mean, it teaches you to understand other people that you otherwise would not understand. This is a key skill, and it's something that is in short supply in the world today.
Why? Why do you think it's in short supply?
Well, there are, again, a number of reasons. I think one reason for it is that we're getting better and better at communicating with people without being in front of them, face-to-face, or speaking to them over the telephone. And when you communicate with somebody without seeing them, you're more likely to be nasty to them.
You think so?
I know so. I've been there myself. I have been the nasty party.
And really?
You must know this. It's easier to do it when you don't see what effect what you're saying or texting has on somebody's face.
I don't know, because I've never had that. I've always stopped myself and not gone that extra level of being nasty on social media.
Oh, that's it. When you work in an office and you send a lot of emails, that's something you learn sooner or later, is that if you're angry and you're going to send an email, you must send it, then archive it for the night and then have a look the next morning. And if it still sounds right, then send it. Otherwise, don't.
Well, Barbara Zinn-Krieger, who is the founder of New York City Children's Theatre, she says everyone gains from seeing a play. She said, in a world where parents and experts are increasingly concerned about an empathy gap among young people, theatre encourages empathy by drawing audiences into the experience of others. In a world crowded with special effects, theatre actually stimulates creative imagination, which we can agree with, and by relying on the audience to imagine a new world based on simple scenes and props. But do you, the rest of you guys, agree that attending theatre encourages empathy? Because it's quite a big thing to say that, isn't it?
What do you think, Liz?
No, I absolutely agree with Jonathan. I think it does. And I think that if you look at theatre in schools in particular, coming from a background of TIE in the UK, Theatre and Education, a lot of schools there have shows where they're actually looking at the curriculum of their personal, social and health education, and that's expressed often through theatre, through looking at the emotions of the characters on stage and how you would perhaps be in their position. So they look at topics that are very important to children, for example, road safety, internet bullying, things like that. Yeah. And you put them in yourself in that situation. There's often workshops around that as well. And I think that's a wonderful way of actually putting yourself in the character's situation, of creating that empathy, of looking at topics that are relevant to young people.
But don't they get that from film?
They can get that from film, but I think that it's a very real experience. It's immediate. It's very visceral. You are there. You're actually taking part in it. And people are asking your opinions. People are asking you for feedback. You're actually, sometimes as well, you're workshopping those ideas around it. So, you know, with film, you're simply using one of your senses. You're simply watching it.
Vishali, I mean, how do you attract the younger generation into your theatre?
Well, I am 21, so I am the youngest
generation.
Yes, you
are, right.
I'm not sure I like this comparison.
Yeah, we're all
congratulations.
Yeah,
you did look at Jonathan when you said that.
No, sorry about that. But anyway, I think how I got attracted to it is because all the universities now, they have a lot of enthusiasm towards theatre and everything, and especially my president of drama club, Sikandar Himani, he pushed me into it. Then I went to Junction, I found Liz there. And all these people, they are so motivating. And even, I think it's really important that young people get into theatre and get into all these things, yeah.
Acting
when
is
acting
is all about empathy. That's
yeah,
the primary
is, yeah.
thing that you're doing. You're trying to understand somebody who will almost certainly be different to you. I mean, and if I could just share a very short and simple story about a character that I was last time I was on stage, a guy called Teddy, not a particularly sympathetic character, a sort of emotionally stunted academic type, quite inscrutable. Took me a long time to get to grips with him. And at the end of the play, Teddy's wife leaves him in a rather unpleasant unpleasant kind of way. And I didn't really know how to play this, but after a bit of rehearsing, in fact, just a week before we performed it, it occurred to me that in this position, Teddy would actually smile. He'd have a sort of fixed grin on his face, which didn't, I think, look particularly nice. But if you looked at it from the outside, you'd think, oh, this is not a nice person. His wife is leaving him, and he's smiling. But it actually taught me that sometimes when people behave like that, they are still, that, you know, their emotions belie what they're feeling inside.
I think one of the major differences here, though, is that there is a stark difference between acting and being a character on stage versus being an audience member. I think Liz was actually pointing to this fact that if you are in an audience and you are empathizing with characters on stage, there is a visceral immediacy of it. It is a reaction that you were able to have. But I think the more important part, which you don't get as much with film, although you can, is that point when you're walking out of the theater and you're with your friends or you're with someone else and you're debating exactly what you saw on stage. There's still that carryover that you have as you're leaving, where you have to talk to people about it. You can't just WhatsApp the conversation. You can tweet about it. Maybe Trump should have been to the theater a little more often. but you can tweet about it. You can do all that. But there's much more you gain from interacting with other people after the stage show that you've seen and being able to talk about it. And I think that, you know, we need to respect the fact that audiences can gain a lot from theater, not just actors. Just to point to my last foray onto stage involved being a teacher who performed a rather unspeakable act on a student, and that requires I don't know if I want to say empathy, but you have to get into the mind of a character. So yeah, I mean, you can always find much more empathy if you're acting, but I think as an audience member, you really have to figure out how to get into the mentality of the characters that you're watching, and there is a lot to learn from that, definitely, and I think it helps a lot of younger people for sure.
Stage Door.
Our independent theatre panel today consists of Phil from The Camel Store, hello, Liz Hathaway from Short and Sweet Dubai, Jonathan Sicklos from Dubai Drama Group, who we just can't get rid of, we've tried, and Vishali, who is operations manager at The Junction, which is one of the newest theatres here in Dubai. If you haven't checked it out, you must do that. And we're talking about getting the youth back into theatre. Well, I say back in, but it's a new generation, isn't it? So how do we get them into theatre full stop? So as children, we asked the question, we put it out there, when were you first introduced to independent theatre?
Yeah, we had Julie Mallon who texted. When she was 8 years old, it was Peter and the Wolf at the Free Trade Hall. I guess that's probably in Manchester. And also Diana, my mum took me to the West End shows
in the
60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I was first introduced to theatre age 4. Oh, I went to see a production of Camelot with my aunts, and I played... Oh no, my aunt played the lead role. I think that's a good thing, isn't it? When family are involved, they drag you in. This text says, I went on to have a career in theatre and now teach performing arts to young people in Abu Dhabi. That's brilliant.
Wow.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, get in touch.
Keep them coming along. So let's go around the panel. And Liz, I mean, what was your first introduction to theatre?
My first introduction to theatre was probably a role that I played myself. I was Maleficent, age 4, which sounds amazing, but in fact I was cast because I was the only one that wanted to be it. Everybody else wanted to be Sleeping Beauty, and I was the only one that wanted to be the witch.
That's the equivalent of being a donkey in the nativity play.
Wow.
Thanks, Jonathan. The first production I ever remember watching, I may have seen things before, but the first thing that sticks in my mind is aged around 10, I saw A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Exchange in Manchester, and they used scaffolding, and to this day I'm slightly obsessed with scaffolding on stage.
Really?
Very true.
Did your parents take you to that?
They did. Yeah,
see, that's nice. My parents never took me to the theatre.
Yeah, I know. My parents took me to a lot of things, which was really fortunate for me, I guess.
Steph parents don't have to get a bad time on this show, I can tell
you.
Wow,
just not classy, are they?
I took my mom to see Matilda, and she was snoring beside me, and I just walked out, and I'm like, I don't know her. I'm going to leave her here.
So it wasn't
until
late,
she never comes to see me.
So your parents, Vishali, didn't get you into the theatre? You got yourself in?
No, no. So it was during my college, definitely I remember because I just graduated. And there was a lot of hype about drama club in university. And I just went there and I had to just say a monologue of 3 lines. And I was just like, I just couldn't talk. I just couldn't talk. And here I am acting and working for a theatre company. So
yeah, I think in the beginning it's the
it's just the beginning. The first person who pushes you, I think I would call it my president of drama club. He just pushed me right there and told me, you're just not a bathroom actor. You can act in front of people too.
But is it the right thing for parents to do to push their kids on stage? You know, I mean, there's this fine line, isn't there? Where you know, kids don't really want to do it. But
so my parents didn't want me to do this, but they wanted me to have a career. Well, like, not passion. Go have a proper job. Work somewhere. Like Indian parents. So, but I think down the line, now they understood that passion and career can be mixed together. So I think they've understood. But I think they should push. I think parents should be very actively pushing their students to do, pushing the children to do this, because where there's passion, there's fun. So
I mean, I think to a certain extent, yeah.
Yeah.
Should introduce them to this. I think they should give them a sort of rounded education, introduce them to everything.
At least
and
give
push them
a try.
In that way. Yeah. But I mean, obviously, I think you can be too much of a pushy parent.
Yeah, I think supportive rather than pushy.
Yeah, exactly,
I remember
word,
my first trip to the theatre in the London was, in fact, to see Cats, and my aunt Bridget took me. The theatre was not full that day. And when the Cats come into the audience to dance, one of them came and sat down right next to me. And I will never forget it.
Mm. Did it scare you?
I was unbelievably excited. I couldn't believe that there was one of the actors off stage and sat next to me.
Mm. What about you, Phil? I mean, you now run a review site at the calendar for what's going on in theatre. Where was your first introduction to it?
You know, I've been sitting here trying to think, and I'm honestly not sure.
Really?
I do recall when I was about 7 years old playing King Not So Charming Anymore in a rendition of Cinderella. you know, again, I think it was one of those donkey and nativity scene type things. Is that how I was phrased? But I remember my first Broadway experience. I remember we went as a kind of extracurricular class trip when I was in about sixth grade to see Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, and that was an absolutely phenomenal experience. I remember that being one of the first times where I really felt everything around you. You feel as if you're a part of the theater, as if, you know, the music is reverberating through you, not, you know, not just listening to amplified music, but being a part of it. When that organ first strikes in Phantom, it's you know, this really profound experience. And, you know, I to this day, I've actually seen Phantom three or four times now, actually, in various professional venues, and I still love it. I don't actually think it's the best piece out there, but I still love it.
Yeah, stuff that you get introduced to as an early age often has an effect on you. Yeah. I remember something I saw when I was quite young, probably 11 or 12, was a version of The Crucible that was done at my school, and I can still remember at the beginning of the play, the actors coming on screaming, and it's sending shivers down my spine, and that stuck with me.
The Crucible is actually, I have a very similar experience with that, because that was one of my first stage first audience experiences watching something that wasn't a musical, because I saw a Crucible come through my hometown with a professional traveling troupe, and they a very similar thing. They come screaming onto stage, and it really strikes you so quickly. It gets straight into your bones almost.
Well, a report's been conducted, guys, and recently by a website called devotedanddisgruntled.com. And this is a website dedicated to the conversation about the future of theatre and passing it down the generations. And in this report, they talked about the problem of getting young people interested in theatre. And they claimed that young people are actually a bit patronised in primary and secondary school as regards to theatre. How, they said, with very unchallenging texts being selected for school plays, very little experimental techniques, if any, being used to make them inspiring to watch or even perform in. Theatre is also used to teach other subjects rather than being respected as a subject in its own right. Somewhat kind of devaluing theatre. Have you been to any school plays recently? Do you know any kids in Dubai who are getting school plays, like, happening at their school?
I think this is a little bit harsh. I mean, my opinion is that anything is a bonus, and just getting children on stage and getting them to remember some lines and deliver them in a particular way and speak in front of a lot of people, it's incredibly intimidating.
Yeah.
And just chipping away at those boundaries is valuable in itself.
I have been to see school plays in Dubai, particularly at the American School of Dubai, which has an amazing theatre department. They do some incredible things, and they have some great spaces as well, which is amazing for a school. But each year I go to see their 10-minute plays, because they actually bring some plays to Short and Sweet. So they have their own evening of 10-minute theatre, and then they bring some of their top plays to us as well. And the work that they do there is phenomenal. And I think that quite a number of schools here do have wonderful facilities and great theatre departments as well. Not all of them, of course, but they do.
And what about theatre companies going into schools, the small schools? Is that happening in Dubai, where they go in and they do plays? Because that was my first experience, being at school in an assembly one morning.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're going to have a play today. And it was a little company, an independent company, that had come in.
Yeah.
And they performed. And you sat there thinking, that's their job.
Yeah, me you know? Too. And it doesn't happen in this country. It very rarely happens in this country.
I studied here, and I don't think it ever happens.
Occasionally. We've been, I have my own company called Constellation, and we have been around many schools trying to interest them in either plays that are to do with their curriculum, or in TIE, in theatre and education. And they just say they don't have the budget for it. They're not interested in it.
And I don't know if it's fair on them or fair on anyone else, but I think one of the reasons for that is that I have seen a few of these traveling companies go through schools, and frankly, what they've put on is absolutely horrendous. So I don't know if I were, if I were sitting there as an educator, if I would really want to bring someone back. They really should. But I think, unfortunately, there's been a quality issue previously, and that's part of the reason why.
Vishali, you mentioned your parents before. Do you think that parents value theatre as a subject at school?
Well, I think if it was a subject, I think they would value more. But this is like an extracurricular activity.
Really? Because at my school, it was a subject. I took it. Really? Drama was a subject, yeah. Mm.
Not here. You have 11 subjects, all science, geography, history, everything boring.
It depends on the school. I mean, there are quite a number of schools with theatre as a separate
school,
subject.
Yeah, here. It's called Indian High School. They didn't have drama.
And I think it's very important that drama is a separate and discrete subject in schools. I think that too often it gets lumped with English.
There wasn't a course for it in my school, but it was an extracurricular, and I think I gained a lot more from that because it was an extracurricular. I probably wouldn't have taken it if it were a course. I'm not saying I have nothing against courses.
Why do you think that, Phil?
Because as soon as it requires grading for me, then it wouldn't have motivated me to be a part of it. It was because I was interested and I loved it that I was a part of it. Now, it was a little different for the sciences for me, because of course I loved the testing of the sciences. I loved to be able to prove myself there, but not the same in theater.
But do you not think, as an extracurricular activity, what you're normally doing is you are putting on a play, whereas when it's a discrete subject, what you're doing is actually learning the skills that teach you how to be an actor,
a
writer, a director?
And for music theory, that was actually what really interested me more in music, was the fact that I took music as a course. But I didn't have the maybe it's because the opportunity wasn't there. And I have nothing against it, but yeah.
Stage Door.
Yeah, and on our theatre panel this week, we've got Liz Hadaway from Short and Sweet Dubai, also Vishali Balgu, she's the operations manager at The Junction, Jonathan Siklos from the Dubai Drama Group, and Phil Aparza from Camel Stub.
We've been talking about how to get the youth interested in local theatre and get them out there, get them involved, not just in watching it, but also kind of acting on stage. Radhika wants to get involved in the conversation. Got her on the line. Hi, Radhika.
Hi. How are you all?
Very well, thank you. You've been in Dubai for the last 11 years, moved here from India. How do you think we do this? What do we need to do to get kids interested in theatre?
I don't know about other schools. I was hearing the other parents talk about it. My kids go to Emirates International School, and luckily they get exposure to drama in the school. From year 7 onwards, they have to select either drama or art as one of their subjects. And for the primary years, year 5 and 6 would have a dedicated production unit who would practice. And kids who are actually interested in drama get an opportunity to be a part of that production.
All right, so as a mum paying the school's fees, Radhika, do you think it's important that they do a lesson like drama?
But then if it's drama, then as a parent I would say, why not even art in a more dedicated and structured manner? Why not even music lessons?
So you would add more in there?
Yeah, exactly. So you see, then the fees also kind of start going up.
And what about your children? I mean, do they show interest to go along and see productions around Dubai in various theatres?
No, they don't. My kids are more into the music, but I know so many of the kids who are into production in the school because it was a great exposure for them for first time. to see if they would like to take it up in future as a subject when it comes to grade 7.
Radhika, thank you so much for your call. Really interesting. So they have to choose between the arts. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it quite often happens in schools that they do have to choose between the arts. And as the caller said, I mean, I think that is wrong. I think it should be exposed and given the opportunity to look at all different types of art.
It bothers me that there's this idea that arts and sciences are somehow exclusive to each other, and really we should be teaching them side by side, because there's a lot of crossover between the two, and it really does bother me that we continue to see those choices around the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think also just on a theoretical level, there isn't really the distinction between arts and science that people think exist. I mean, you have to apply real scientific rigor, if you like, to studying arts and real artistry to science if you want to make either of them work.
You know, when I did drama at school, it taught me so much that I still think about today. Like, we had to put on a play for our end of term thing, and there was about 5 of us in this little group. So you decide to do what you want to do, but then you have to go off and research it. So you learn about researching. We decided to do a play all about domestic violence, and we went and visited a woman's refuge and spoke and interviewed these women about what they'd been through at the age of 15.
Wow.
You know when something is just so challenging and it just opens your mind to something completely different, like what's going on in the world? And also things like our drama teacher had a big thing about when you get on a bus, do not sit on the spare seats. You have to go and sit next to someone.
Wow.
And it would really make you face like being in what you felt like was initially an awkward situation. But then you get past it and you're like, I can happily... And they hate it, obviously. The people who are sat there, they're like, there's plenty of seats. Why is she sitting next to me? But all those lessons in life, just they build you into a different kind of person.
I think the bus story reminds me of when I heard Chris Cleave, the author, interviewed in the studio, in fact, and he was saying that when he has a little bit of writer's block, what he will do is just get on a bus, go and sit behind a couple of people who are talking, listen into their conversation, and just get inspiration from it.
Do you think maybe some kids are discouraged from, you know, following theatre or the arts because they've got so much pressure in their other subjects, you know, pressure to succeed maybe from parents in academically and in mathematics and English and all these other subjects?
I think that's true, because in case you don't score really well in the other subjects, parents tend to always blame theater any other thing that you're trying to do besides studying your sciences or maths or some subjects that will help you in your career growth, because these things, they just, so this, that is a little discouraging. But there are still many parents who support, like Radhika's mentioned, she does help her students and children to go through music and everything. So I think,
but you know what? There's kids who'll never be good at maths who are great at theatre and art.
Exactly.
But I think this goes back to that point I was kind of making earlier, where, you know, we have to look at the difference of going to see theatre versus being a part of it. And I think that there's... how many parents out there are going to be bothered by their kids going to the theatre? I don't think that there's not going to be too many parents. It's not a very rebellious activity. You know, oh, I was at the theatre. Oh, my God. What were you doing there? And yet there's some sort of societal pressure to say that being an actor, being an artist is somehow lesser, is somehow not going to be a career path. And I can understand there's not as much money in it. There really isn't. I mean, but does that necessarily make it a less valuable thing?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think many people would say that. I think it's parents are just responding to a quite obvious pressure on their children and desire for them to be comfortable when they're older.
Mm.
Just looking at the numbers.
Yeah. I'm not really sure that the next generation are looking at how much money can I make if I'm a lawyer. They do want to do something that's going to make them happy in life, don't they?
I think the parents are just trying to protect their children. That's it.
We had a great text in from Maria, who has obviously got her kids at a wonderful school. She says, my kids study a term of art, music and drama, and DT. That must be... What would that be?
Design technology.
Design technology. It was CDT in my day. They're in year 7. Then for GCSEs, they can choose 2 from that list, so it gives them a bit of a choice. That's great, isn't it?
Sounds like a pretty progressive school.
Yeah, yeah. Sandra says, yes, 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 more drama classes at school, please. Time for schools to be really holistic rather than only advertising it.
Other problems addressed in this report included how many theatres don't feel particularly welcoming to young audiences and instead seem more like a place for older people than the young. So do young people, this is a big question for you guys, do they want theatre performances in the theatre? Or do they want them in bars, in restaurants, at events that they're already going to? Do they need the theatre to come to them rather than them going to it?
Okay, I think that this is a mix of both. I think for one, yes, what was said there is true, that there are unfortunately a lot of very stuffy sort of pieces that are being performed in theater. There's ones that are, you know, these period pieces or older pieces that are not as interesting in kids. Now, that how to make them interested in that is a different question, I think, but unfortunately they just aren't as interesting to some younger people. And then, yes, you have events like Soul DXB and Coos Arts Fest and all of these that are attracting a huge number of young people. Huge number of young people, and there are great performances going on there. This weekend, Coos Arts Fest is going on, and they have put an emphasis on dance in their performance schedule, and it's really some amazing dancers that are being brought in, some great groups, and I think that's phenomenal to see people exposed to performing arts in a free environment.
But I think that it's something that Dubai really needs to do quite a lot more of, yeah, to get out of the traditional theatre spaces. I mean, I was a director off West End in London, and we do a lot of site-specific installation theatre pieces. So I've performed pieces, for example, in a disused railway station, in a swimming pool, in lots and lots of different, in a disused hotel, in lots of different spaces. So it's getting away from the notion that to see theatre you have to actually go to a theatre building. I think that's very, very important. Last year in 2016, Constellation did a performance of Romeo and Juliet on the roof of the Mall of the Emirates. And that type of thing, I think, is really, really important, because I think that for young people it's something a bit different, it's something unique. Again, in London there's lots of pub theatres where the theatre is actually above or behind or even below the bar. So you go and experience it in a completely different format, and I think that's really important in Dubai.
Stage Door.
And looking at theatre productions around the city, we're going to be going around and finding out what's on this weekend very shortly. But before we do that, we've been chatting about attracting younger people into theatre, either as an actor or an actress, or even just going along to see productions. We've got Louis joining us on the line. Been in Dubai 12 years from Jordan. You've got a story about your son and drama, Louis. So what is it?
Yes, hi. I have two sons. I have one, he's 8 years old, and the second one, the youngest one, is almost five. The oldest son, he's not very much into drama. We tried to put him in drama at year seven, which is an after-school activity. He's very athletic, and, you know, he's not into drama. However, the youngest one is almost five. Now he attends after-school activity at school, which I think it's a very good, very good thing to do, to come out of a school to go for drama at that age.
Yeah.
So actually, he's enjoying it very much, and it's changing his character. You can tell that he's becoming more outspoken, more. He likes to talk more and do things. You know, he can see him at home talking to himself, like doing a small.
He's probably learning his lines.
Yeah. So, and he loves going to theater. I mean, not of course not the adult theater, but the young theater. So I think it depends on the character of the child.
Louis, I think you're right.
Is the child?
Can I ask you a question? So he's loving theatre and getting involved in it, and it's helping his little personality change and grow. Have you thought about taking him to local independent theatre? And if not, why not?
Probably we will. Maybe at this age, I'm not sure if that's the right age for... because this is the first year we are trying it at school.
Okay, so you're gonna wait and see.
So we're thinking maybe we'll just wait for a little bit, and then if we see more interest from his side, maybe we'll take him. I mean, it's a good suggestion, actually.
Good for you, Louis, and thanks for taking part in the show today.
Thank you for all of your text messages as well. Lots coming in, guys. Lamia says, theatre doesn't make doctors, surgeons, engineers and lawyers. Some parents might argue, but the only theatre some of them want to see their kids in is the operating theatre as surgeons. Just giving you an alternative cultural
perspective. Surgeons, not patients, presumably. Hopefully.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lamia, for that. I'm sorry to say, restaurants and pubs are not interested in any kind of theatre or comedy. They don't want to spend the money on licensing or even have the minimal costs of the promotion. Is that what you're finding?
Unfortunately so, yeah. I mean, I think that it's very unfortunate in Dubai that that is happening. I think sometimes they have had comedy nights. I think comedy in pubs and in restaurants has been more promoted in Dubai, but theatre, not so far. We hope so in the future.
I was part of a production called Pickups, which was at a club here, and that was one of Alex Bruins, who's been on the show. And that was actually a great experience. I mean, it was a kind of cross between comedy and a show, but unfortunately, it's not often that you get something like that here.
It will change, though. People love to be entertained these days when they go out, don't they?
They
don't want that normal, just music on in the pub.
I mean, theatre is also very difficult to do in pubs as well, pubs and bars. I mean, if there's a bit of clatter, if people are there and they're not interested in it, they're not going to tone down their conversation to let something going on in the background. And
your
and,
job to make them interested, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, but it's just that bit harder.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is absolutely possible. I mean, I've done theatres in restaurants and pubs before. I mean, you have to work with the restaurant and the organisation to make it happen. I mean, the way in which it can happen, for example, is you break it down into small segments. So you do a 10, 15 minute piece, and then everyone goes and has a drink, has another course, and then you do
another
something.
One.
Yeah, later.
Anyway, let's get into our diary for this week, Phil. What should we be on seeing in theatres?
Well, obviously we have Cats continuing on this week until the 28th. Tomorrow at Duck Tech is a French production from Culture Emulsion. And then this weekend, the Coos Arts Fest has a number of different performing elements going on there. Starting next week from Monday to Wednesday, the Courtyard picks up the Courtyard Playhouse in El Coos picks up its regular improv schedule. And then the big one comes next weekend. Short and Sweet, which Liz is obviously running.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Short and Sweet starts the weekend of the 3rd, 4th of February. That's at the Junction in El Sakal Avenue. That runs for 4 weekends in El Sakal Avenue, and then it goes to the Muddernut for the Gala Final on the 10th of March.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 70 plays over the 6-week period.
Wow.
And in fact, fancy being backstage.
In fact, everybody here involved, Vaishali and Jonathan and Phil, are all involved in this as directors, writers, producers, actors.
That's right. We have a busy weekend.
And all of the local performing arts companies are involved in Short and Sweet, both from Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Al Ain as well. So it's a wonderful lineup.
And are all these plays that have been written here in the UAE?
It's a mixture. It's probably about 50% of plays have been written here in the UAE. Phil himself has written a play.
Yes, I have.
And Jonathan is in a play by Cliff Single, one of DDG's most prolific writers. So a lot of them have been written here locally, but they're also the best of the international plays of Short and Sweet festivals around the world. Because Short and Sweet takes place in 23 cities around the world, so we have the best international scripts there as well.
And the tickets are quite cheap, aren't they? They're relatively very easy accessible for kids to come along with families.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they are child-friendly shows. So the adult tickets are 100 dirhams, 75 for students, and 50 for students if they're under 16. So hopefully affordable for everybody.
Thank you for that.
And I think that it's very important as well to go back to what we talked about before in terms of Short and Sweet, because Short and Sweet is actually kind of bite-sized theatre. It's 10-minute theatre. So we talked about how to get young people involved and how to keep their attention. This is literally something for everyone. If you don't like the play, in 10 minutes another one comes along. So it's kind of bite-sized theatre. It's theatre for a social media generation. It's a Snapchat piece of theatre.
True. That's absolutely true. So we've got Short and Sweet. And what else is going on, Phil?
So continuing on after that, the Tuesday, the 7th of February, Art comes up, which I think Vaishali can talk about, because that is H72 Productions and The Junction, if I'm
correct.
That's
right. So anybody free on a weekday and wants to see a play, that's the place you have to be. 7th of Feb, directed by Gotham.
And that's going on every Tuesday
until March,
March 14th, I believe, 11th 14th. Or something like that. Yeah.
And all right. That's our roundup for the next 2 weeks, is it? All right, we're going to talk about prices, look into that a bit further. Mm. And anything else you'd like to talk about, you can text in and let us know. Got another few texts that came in. I just want to share them with you guys.
Christopher says, music and arts help in many ways for future careers, even careers not related to either. I'm an IT director and some of my best engineers minored in music or art appreciation.
I think that's so true, Christopher.
Yeah.
Another one says, I think a lot of parents consider the various branches of art, not just drama, a waste of time, let alone deeming arts as a feasible career path, most possibly because themselves they were never exposed to arts during their school days. So to them it's a bit of a foreign concept. Also, many parents didn't have the privilege to engage themselves in the arts because they were too busy making ends meet financially.
Sandra says, suddenly I can think of about 10 benefits your child gets from drama. Why wouldn't you want them to benefit from it? However, much of it starts with reading, and then reading programs should be designed differently. Parents also have a major role in creating cultural habits. I've taken mine, who are 8 and 5, to loads of school activities, and they have learned to appreciate and never have had to leave earlier or take them out of a concert or a theatre room.
It is great training ground, isn't it, for children?
Yeah, I think it's tremendous. I mean, you know, and for adults as well. I think you get an awful lot out of being involved. I mean, because I'm not involved in theatre just so I can get better at my job, but it has made me a better communicator, a better presenter, for example. It's made it easier for me to influence people. But I mean, I do it because I love it for what it is itself, not for any other reason, but there are these benefits.
But it's not just about a career. I mean, it can lead to a career path, but as you said, Jonathan, it just benefits in so many ways. I mean, you can't really think of a career where being a better communicator or being able to work better in a team is not an advantage.
Yeah.
Every pitch I've ever done to an investor has been relied on the fact that
you're an actor.
Yeah, has relied on my background in improv and acting.
How many have you won?
Well, I don't know if I can discuss it on air, but over 2 dozen, we'll say. So,
right.
It used to be my job.
Impressed.
Anyone has any pictures? So, Phil, just remind us where we can find the calendar and your reviews.
So you can go to camelstub.com and you can see all of our reviews there, or log on to YouTube and you can catch our reviews and all of our thoughts there, as well as what's coming up in the week ahead.
All right, Phil, Liz, Jonathan, Vishali, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Pleasure,
thanks
as always. Thank you.
Thank you.